about this week. Baseball starting this week. NCAA tournament's going on right now. We got some foot and mouth coming. All sorts of things. Sit back, relax. We got your back for the next hour. Talking about practice starts right now.
We talking about practice. Not a game. Not a game. Not a game. We talking about practice. It's easy to sum it up when you just talk about practice. I mean, listen, we talking about practice. I mean, how silly is that, man? We talking about practice. We talking about practice, man.
You know the drill. We are talking about practice. I'm your co-host, Jarrell Gilbert, alongside me, partner in crime, co-creator of the show, dog sitter extraordinaire, Derek Isamaki.
Yo, what's good, party people?
Our resident degenerate is out. He borrowed $4.5 million from Shohei Ohtani.
He forgot to have a fall guy.
Right.
Yeah, that's his problem. Yeah. Gotta have a fall guy, man.
Rudy is currently ducking his bookie, so he didn't want to make a public appearance. Knowing that,
just no obligating less, baby.
Yep, exactly. But, however, we do have our incredible producer, the Mac Daddy himself. If it's got wheels and it's in the state of California, he can legally drive it. You know his name, Stepman Brad.
I can actually drive all over the country with every vehicle.
Oh,
I've got an inner.
Doesn't have to use California.
Yeah. I got the special license that allows me to take the truck.
So shout out to you.
Yeah.
All 50 states.
Okay.
And Canada.
Right? No kidding. What about Mexico? Yeah. Can you go down to Mexico?
I can do them all.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Continental United States.
That would
Northern continental.
Yeah, that'd be.
The whole North American continent.
Can you drive down to Central America with your...
I don't know.
Okay. I mean, they don't care down there at that point.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
I mean, once you get below the border, as long as you can see over the wheel, they'll let you drive.
And as long as you have the money to pay the federales.
That's really all you need, yeah.
That's true. My bad. Okay. Yeah.
Head over the wheel and some cash. That's about it.
You're good to go.
All right, so if it's got 2 to 18 wheels, you could drive it.
Yes, 100%.
Okay. Legally.
Legally, yes.
All right, that's cool.
I can't legally or illegally drive anything with 2 18-wheelers. I don't think I've never driven an 18-wheeler, so I've never tried.
Does she have a motorcycle?
I do, yeah, but I've never... 18-wheelers, I guess, is intimidating. Yeah. I'm sure it's probably the same thing as just driving a regular stick.
It's nothing that intimidating.
Never mind
it's
then. Just so I probably could illegally drive them.
Yes.
There we go.
As long as you're not...
Well, definitely Mexico.
There I'm fine.
A lot of them are starting to turn automatics, but if you know how to drive manual... It's
They are?
Yeah. A lot of them are.
No kidding.
I mean, thankfully, the company I work for is kind of staying
manual. They're also supposed to all go in electric, too?
Unfortunately, yes. Yeah, there's a couple down in the Southern California area for my company. And
they're making up hills,
man. They're electric, yeah. They're starting to all go electric because California's wanting it.
Right, but how long do those batteries last? Because isn't that a big part of the job of hauling is that you need to be on the road for... Hours on end.
So for our company, yes. But for our company, thankfully, we have meet points. And I think the batteries, from what I've heard, and this is hauling 40,000, which is the legal limit in California, I think they say that they last between 500 and 800 miles, I think. So it's basically a day's worth. But with companies like LTL, you have a lot of turns. Turn partners, basically, the truck never stops. Except for the fuel for gas or for diesel. Yeah. But with electricity, I don't know how they're going to be able to get that turn time pretty quick.
So there you go. Riveting truck talk here.
There you go.
Riveting truck talk. You guys got your update.
I know you guys came for the sports, but there's 4 minutes
there's
on
trucking.
truck talk.
Yeah, so. California truck talk.
Yeah, we got you.
Mm-hmm.
My summertime segment. when there's no more North Sea updates.
Just break it down. Truck talk, baby. I love it. I mean,
talking trucks.
I find trucks fascinating.
Yeah,
there
you go. Yes.
But we'll move off of it. Shout out to my father-in-law, who was a longtime truck driver. Let's move on. Opening day is this week, even though it was kind of last week because the Dodgers, wasn't it your Dodgers?
Dodgers and Padres.
Played in Korea?
South Korea.
Well, yeah.
Remember, we can't, North Korea, too good for us.
We would lose instantaneously. That's right.
Yeah, they play with nuclear weapons over there. So
we do have
talk
opening day and, what?
I said talk about your bombs. Like a home run bump.
Okay. I thought that was good.
All right.
We'll keep it moving. I do want to get into a bit of a baseball preview with you because I know you're kind of our resident baseball expert ever since Brad took his break and then decided to get married. He just doesn't have the time to jump into baseball the same way.
I hate how much you guys are starting to talk baseball after I stopped watching. It is absolute bull. I do not like this.
Yeah, what can we say, man?
Yeah, well, it's
you just love
great.
It so much now.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. We decided someone needed to carry the mantle after you left.
Like,
so
someone's got to like the sport.
I disdain you both. Yeah.
I actually just got back from celebrating my wife's birthday out in spring training. We got a couple Giants games. Awesome time. Definitely wish we bounced around a little bit more to check out some of the other stadiums, but, you know, next year, right? So that was fun, but let's talk about this controversy with Shohei Ohtani first, and then we'll get into a baseball preview. Is that cool?
Yeah, you're talking baseball right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little Baseball.
And
the gambling man.
All right.
That is Shohei Ohtani, man.
For those of you unfamiliar with the story, it broke, I want to say, Thursday morning. And basically, Shohei Ohtani recently fired his interpreter, Ipe Mazuhara. And is that how you say his first name?
Ipe Mazuhara.
Yeah. I'm saying that right?
Ipe. Ipe.
Okay. Fired his now former interpreter, Ipe Mazuhara. Mazuhara, basically, there was an investigation where he said that, they found out that he had $4 million in gambling debts to a bookmaker here in California, illegal, obviously, a bookmaker. And basically, Ipe came out and said that Shohei Ohtani basically lent him the money to get him, bought him out of debt, right? Is basically the story.
Yeah. So ESPN came out with a story going on in which Ipe was saying that he got himself into some bad trouble, and Shohei Ohtani was essentially just being the benevolent guy, the nice guy, his friend, saying, you know, you're my friend, Ipe, I want to be there for you, so I'm going to write you a big check to get you to start helping you getting out some installments of like about $500,000, I believe, were the checks with Shohei Ohtani's name on them to this bookmaker to help out his buddy get out of this so-called gambling debt. But then lawyers started getting involved and started realizing that that's not probably the best look. So they retracted that story.
Right, lawyers.
Now Shohei Ohtani is saying now that Ipe stole the money from him and he did this out of his knowledge.
Yeah.
And it's all on the assumption that now Ipe was the bad friend that essentially used his connection with Shohei Ohtani to finagle his way into his accounts and steal money from him, which usually go with the first thing you hear first in that situation. And then, you know, when you hear lawyers get involved, you know that they're trying to cover somebody's ass right now. And that ass is Shohei Ohtani because that ass is worth $700 million right now. Okay.
Right.
So you're doing whatever you can to protect that. And Ipe has become the fall guy. Now, obviously, speculations run amok when you hear things like this, especially when a situation arises from a guy who does not speak English and hasn't spoken to the media directly. Like, he has spoken to the media directly, but hasn't had to take questions from the media, hasn't had to answer to anyone regarding this.
Yep.
Things run amok and things are going out there and making it seem like Shohei Ohtani is actually the gambler himself. That's a lot of the conspiracies out there saying that. There are instances of people trying to show that he's throwing games and putting big money on certain parlays regarding the Angels, the team that he was on last year and the times beforehand, and other teams that they were facing. But then again, is also that he did come out today and Shohei in his little press conference saying that he's never bet on sports. It's never been his thing. Yep. He didn't know anything about it. This is all Ipe going underneath him and essentially creating this storm. that is just getting started, I feel.
So, just for a point of reference, the punishment if you're caught gambling on baseball, in baseball, is a 1-year suspension, which is why this is such a major deal. If you gamble on games that you participate in, it's a lifetime ban. And obviously Pete Rose is the famous example of that. So you mentioned something that I want to circle back to, that the first thing you hear is typically the one that is most believable.
Yes.
And it does, this does, would make sense. Friend with a bad gambling problem comes to you. You're worth $700 million. This guy's been by your side since you've come to the major leagues. He's been a confidant of yours, close friend of yours, all those things. You get into some gambling trouble. He bails you out with some checks. Water under the bridge. Until someone comes around and starts asking about it.
Yeah. And I think that's the thing that Shohei didn't realize. Like, oh, now I have money being sent to this illegal bookmaker. Whether I was the one gambling or not, that's a bad look, 100%. So I think that's the best case scenario, is a situation where Shohei Ohtani was being a good friend to his guy and saying, you know what, you got yourself in a bad situation, this is not good, and I'm going to help you get out of it. The worst, obviously, the thing is that he and Ipe had some type of ring going on where they were in cahoots together trying to do all this gambling, and, you know, Shohei kept his fall guy close.
Yeah, did you have some on this?
I was going to say, why wouldn't you just pay Ipe personally to have him pay? So therefore it's not a direct line from Ohtani to the...
Again,
I feel like that would be the more logical...
See, like, a lot of questions. Again, maybe you just can't trust Ipe with the money right now. You know?
Fair. Yeah, that is actually very fair.
He's shown cases where... if that's the situation right now, where it's like this guy is... Yeah, he's going to do something with it. He's got a crazy problem.
It.
But then so many questions do arise if that's a situation right now where you have Ipe, who is not worth the $700 million that, or more than $700, the $1 billion that Ohtani is. He's just his interpreter. How is he able to get such a line of credit that's $4.5 million? Illegal bookmaker or not right now, that's bad bookmaking, I would say. You know? Like, you're going to send someone who doesn't have, who's not the actual star. You're just saying, I have a connection to the star, and maybe the bookmaker is like, okay, you're connected to Shohei Ohtani. I'll get this line of credit going for you, and somehow, some way, you know.
No, that's a great point that I haven't really heard brought up much. Because, yeah, if you're a bookmaker and someone gets $1 million into debt with you, I don't care what their connection is to someone who's rich. Right?
You want that money.
Yeah, I want to make sure that they can pay their gambling debts. And in this situation, that's a great point that I have not heard anywhere in media is, why would a bookmaker extend this line of credit to someone who themselves is not good for four? Now, I don't know what eBay
I believe I've seen this. His income is like $200,000 a year. He's roughly getting paid. So a guy who's six figures... He's a six-figure income, we'll say, is getting a $4.5 million line of credit from an illegal bookmaker, which...
Yeah, it seems suspect.
That's very sketchy. Now, if it's Shohei Ohtani...
Makes sense.
Like, okay, 4.5, you're Shohei Ohtani, you just signed this thing. I can, live with that.
I think it is in baseball's best interest to sweep this under the rug as quickly as possible.
Yeah.
This is their biggest superstar right now. This is Japan's biggest star. He's bringing all sorts of new eyes to the game. Now, obviously, Japanese ball players have been coming over here for quite some time now, probably 2-3 decades now.
Yeah.
But this is the latest and greatest and biggest superstar since Ichiro. But it's even bigger than Ichiro because he hits bombs and he pitches, right?
It's disgusting how good he is at the game.
He is. If you want to take history out of it and just looking at numbers, he's the best baseball player to ever play the game, right?
I mean, he's doing the little league thing where your best player is the pitcher and he's like the star bat guy as well. So it's just, he is making this game seem simple, which it is not.
Right.
Yeah. It's funny that we looked at Trout when he first came into the game, like, this is going to be like the next greatest player of all time. And then the Angels get Ohtani. It's like, wait a minute, hold up. Changes everything up.
What's funny is they had both of those dudes and
they didn't
make the
do
playoffs.
Anything.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Again,
it just shows
the,
it's a team sport.
And just how inept the Angels are as an institution.
That, too.
Yeah. How are you going to have two of the best dudes in the league and you can't make the playoffs. I understand baseball is a team sport.
It's also the most difficult division in the MLB right now.
Not now.
Well,
not anymore. Not,
sorry. Yeah. When those guys were together, that
they
was
were.
One of the most
it was the toughest one. They said that they had the Astros.
Yeah, the Astros.
The Mariners were not where they were right now. The Rangers were not where they were right now. And you had Oakland, who has just been Oakland.
There was so that was actually last year. They had all three of those while they had Ohtani and Trout.
But again, they've had them for 6 years. They had them for 6 years prior to that.
Oakland and Houston were number one, number two. For the most part.
I'm not saying they weren't that good. But there's, yeah. Again, you got the two best players on your team and you couldn't do it, okay?
Semantics.
Didn't have it. Yes.
Semantics.
Yes.
Either way, they couldn't put it together, which, again, goes back to their ineptitude. There's going to be a lot more to come out with this story, I would imagine, because there is going to be some investigating. Whenever integrity is brought into the sport, whenever we're questioning whether or not people are gambling, if things are fixed, that's horrific for your sport.
It is funny how we're getting to this point right now where, like, I don't know, I've just seen that meme or whatever. It's like, oh, we're back on ESPN brought to you by DraftKings,
right,
where it's like fantasy bets and everything. It's like, how can this betting scandal happen? Well, yeah, we've just allowed betting to overtake right now, and we're seeing instances of this happening. And I believe there's been an instance in the NBA where a guy was just called out.
From the Raptors.
Raptors,
yeah.
Yes. He just got himself suspended for some of his bets that have been making on him in particular. So this is going to happen because gambling has become so prevalent and so easy, and the taste for money is never ending, and people are always going to have that thirst.
Well, and gambling is big money. We're talking about the year it opened that did almost $10 billion in the state of New Jersey when it became legal. I mean, it's big time money. So,
and for small role players like that, 50 grand a year extra, that's a nice little chunk of change right there you can do. Yep. And you can easily do just by like, oh, my under is 4.5 points. Let's not get 4 points. Let's not put up shots.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Let's fake an injury and get out of here quick. Okay.
What was my guy in Toronto? I'm trying to find his name.
Something Porter, I want to say.
A lesser known player was taking a lot of prop bets on himself.
It was like literally, I want to say he had 4.5 points, like 1.5 assists, was it? Jonte Porter.
Okay. So this is only going to become more and more prevalent in professional sports, and it's really difficult for a league on one hand to take giant checks from these companies, whether it's DraftKings or FanDuel, you name it, right? Everyone's getting into the game with this sports gambling, and then turn around and tell your players, everyone else that's 18 and over in this state can gamble, but not you guys, and certainly not on this sport. But not on any sport. But certainly not on this sport. But everyone else can. Everyone who's come into the arena, to the stadium, they could gamble.
You know how in gambling, how you really have like no dog in the fight and you can't affect it whatsoever? Oh, well, you can place a bet and have an effect on it right now, too.
Right.
So it's the problems are going to... We open the Pandora's box by doing the gambling. Obviously, we have had the idea of fixes in from the get-go, but now we've just opened up even further opportunities for it to happen now.
Yep. And it's just, this is just the beginning.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's because we're not even legal in all the states yet. Right. It's going to happen at some point in time. California is on the verge of becoming the next state, I'm going to guess, as the next one that allows sports gambling. You got to feel, right?
I mean, it wouldn't shock me. Of all of them, this would
be the fact that we've taken this long to become sports gamblers is a little unbeknownst to Californians.
So when it was on the ballot, it was at a year ago, the way it was written was really...
Again, that was always a problem with
bills. It was confusing.
It was not only confusing, but it was really poopy. It was saying all this money was going to go help the homeless, and then you read into it, it was like, not really. They were basically going to start a fund.
And like you had like certain tribes that didn't want it whatsoever, right, and certain tribes that did because they were getting pieces of that pie, and they weren't. And it's just like, yeah. Everyone cannot win here.
I just don't... California is the fifth largest economy in the world. It's the biggest economy in the U.S. These companies are dying to get into California. It's going to change a lot for them. It's going to bring them a lot more money. These leagues want it to come to California, but these problems are going to persist, and I'm telling you, we are just scratching the surface. There's going to be a way bigger controversy, and I'm surprised there's not more dudes that are, you know, kind of fringe players, like Jonte Porter, who are like, okay, I'm making my couple hundred thousand, but I could...
Dude, you buy $50,000, that's like a new boat. That's a new car right there. Right. That's a nice trip you're taking over to Europe, a really fancy trip you're just taking to Europe right there. Just on one night of you being like, you know what, I'm just going to flub a little bit today.
Yeah, we're up by 10. I'm getting some garbage minutes. I don't need to make this shot.
Nope.
You know, I don't even need to put up these shots. I'm just going to pass the rock. This is just, I'm telling you, it's just the beginning. I'm curious to see how all this is going to unfold, but... it's not going to get better.
Just imagine a league right now where you're just seeing everyone just taking under, so no one's taking shots whatsoever. Everyone's just passing the ball around like, nope, I don't want it. No, I ain't put it up. Nope.
Just read a quick headline off of this Jonte Porter situation. Basically, he was getting involved with prop bets from games on January 26th and March 20th. In the game on January 26th against the LA Clippers, there was an increased betting interest on the under for Porter props, which for the night were set around 5.5 points, 4.5 rebounds, and 1.5 assists. There's also an over under for Porter's made threes, which was 0.5. That night, Porter played just 4 minutes before leaving the game because of what the Raptors said was a re-aggravation of an eye injury he suffered 4 days earlier in a game against Memphis. He did not score against the Clippers, had 3 rebounds and assist. Did not attempt the three, meaning the under hit on all three props. The next day, as part of a daily report to users of betting results, DraftKings Sportsbook reported that the under on Porter's three-pointers was the biggest money winner for bettors of the NBA player props from games that evening. So basically, reading on, Porter gets tied to this. Looks like he had some money involved potentially in this. Maybe he was spreading it around a little bit. So I gotta read the full article. I don't want to
re-aggravated eye injury.
Right.
Love it. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So
you know those ones come back to haunt you.
Right. Again, this is just the beginning, guys. This is just the beginning. I don't know how you stop this because gambling is an addiction, just like it's like every other addiction, except your next hit could get you done with your addiction, right? Your next hit could bail you out. Unlike any other addiction, whether it be drinking or drugs, you know every time you do it, it's getting you further into a hole. Gambling,
yep.
That next one, that's the big difference in the mentality, is this next one, this could get me out of all my trouble.
You're never out of the troubles no matter what if you're into that, because you're never going to stop.
Yeah.
Once you pop, you just can't stop. And it's going to be an interesting time as this goes forward, because we, as much as, you know, we on the show, we talk about gambling. We're all, you know, big proponents of it. I'm not a gambler myself, but I enjoy seeing other people sweat their bets to a certain degree.
Yeah, and you'll throw 20 bucks.
I have no problem. I'm not someone who's like, scratching to get the next bet off now, but it's quick money, quick, easy money, essentially. You're thinking to yourself, all I got to do is just put up half my earnings, I could double my money right now. Like, right. That sounds amazing in one
right.
night.
Right.
That sounds fantastic.
Wait, $10 on a 10-team parlay to win, you know, $200,000? Whoa.
Whoa, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, why wouldn't I?
Why wouldn't you do that?
Yeah.
So
they never hit.
No, but like, why? If you continue to tell yourself, why wouldn't I do that, you're going to end up bankrupt.
And I love that social media for these companies will put up the one person who does hit. You know,
every time.
This one guy bet $5 and won $180,000 on a 12-team parlay, and it's like, yeah. How many other people did the exact same thing and have never cashed in those bets?
And they want you to think that you can be that person.
Yep.
All that little bit of
that's
hope,
what they're selling.
That hope kills you.
Makes sense, though.
But hey, if you have a problem, 1-800-GAMBLER, right?
There you go.
Yep.
They'll help you.
They will.
Let's. I do want to circle back to some baseball here in a bit. But I wanted to talk about the NCAA tourney, specifically the men's side. And opening weekend, kind of a dud.
Yeah.
I mean, you had some good moments, obviously. The Oakland Kentucky is your big upset with Jack Golke, right? Jack Golke?
Yeah,
Golke. I mean, that was an unbelievable performance by that guy. 10 threes, shooting 50% is just disgusting, and taking down the blue blood that is Kentucky.
Yep.
Obviously, nice one. But for the most part, it has been. I mean, all the ones and twos advanced, which
all
is the first time in a very long time. I know that's happened. A lot of you've had some underdogs come around, but I think that something that is happening is just like there's still very talented pool out there, and we're going to get to the good stuff now. I think like the round of 16, because I think we do have the 16 best teams in the country right now. They have whittled their way into it. And as much as you do love like seeing one of those teams make a long run, they kind of do ruin the tournament later on, because you're going to get to one of those situations where it's like a Final Four team just gets absolutely blown out.
Yeah,
because you know they weren't supposed to be. They went on this incredible Cinderella run. Then they went up against like UConn, and UConn's just going to absolutely stomp on them.
But everyone loves a Cinderella until you get them into the Final Four. And then you're like, I don't want this.
Didn't need that anymore. So I think this 16, though, we have all the ones and twos left. So I think this tournament is still going to be really interesting. I think we're going to have some really fun games out there.
I agree. I think it's going to get better this weekend for sure. But yeah,
but again, it doesn't have the same, I think, lust that other. We always think of all the buzzy beaters that always happen. And we had a couple of them. Obviously, those the Colorado.
Are you talking about the 100-102 game? Yeah.
Marquette. Am I thinking of it?
Let me. I think
Colorado
that was,
Marquette. Am I thinking of right now? And then, but you've also had like situations where UConn has just beat down. Purdue has just beat down. We are getting where. Yeah, I can't even see it. On
I don't even see where they're at.
All right, great radio.
Great radio.
That's kind of the point, though.
It was the Colorado versus Florida.
Florida, that's what it was.
That was the game. Then they played and lost to Marquette.
Thank you. Okay.
That's kind of the point, though. There's not these moments that we've had in past years where there's been huge buzzer beaters to advance and, you know, take down a one or three seed or something like that. Haven't had that yet.
I think the play-in games, the first four in, those are the most exciting games of the tournament so far, in my opinion. Just watching those four games, I'm like, these were intense, at least outside of the Colorado State versus Virginia, outside of just, Virginia.
Virginia became the butt of the entire NCAA tournament.
Well,
they weren't even supposed to be in it. Yeah, they did barely, I mean, they
Virginia
they
spent 55 minutes of real time not scoring a point.
Exactly. And that's what they've been soup. All the end of the year tournament, everything.
I'm pretty sure they are the picture next to the definition of poo poo butt butt suit.
100% agreed.
Virginia.
Every single sport for
55
them.
Minutes. That's like real time. But like,
let's remember, this is also the same school that was the first team to lose to a 16
they were,
seed.
Yes, Virginia. But they do have a national championship as well.
They do
in 2019. So,
but they also have 55 minutes of scoreless basketball.
So it's like the highest of highs and then very low lows.
Yeah, I'm glad they're out of here. So.
We don't need that on our life anymore.
But yeah,
no, we
boring.
Do not.
No.
Let's take a break, shall we?
Yeah.
We shall. All right. I got something over here somewhere. There we go.
Right there.
This is FM 90.1 KZFR, Chico People Powered Community Radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. We are talking about practice. Jarrell, Derek, Stepman, Brad in the building. Appreciate y'all vibing with us tonight, or this afternoon, or this evening. This is a great time of year, man. When you get to wear a hoodie and shorts, that's great weather, in my opinion.
We got the nice sunshine and nice little breeze out there.
Yeah.
Feels crisp.
Yeah.
You know, it's nice.
It's not hot enough where it's miserable to go to sleep in, and I know those days are on the way, but right now I'm going to enjoy this. So.
Dude, I've been rocking my fan on at nighttime right now.
Yeah.
Scary times are ahead of us.
Yeah, we've been keeping the window open in our house, so I want to give a shout out to our friends over at The Printed Image, providing screen printing and embroidery in Chico since 1980. The Printed Image is open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. and by appointment. More information by calling 530-898-9525. Shout out to all our underwriters. Shout out to you. Pledge Drive is not next week's show, but the following week. So put a few dollars aside for your old friends here. And all our friends that write in each week asking us questions, y'all just, you know, save a couple bucks. You can hit the Venmo. Very easy.
Just $5.
Yeah.
The station loves it.
They love it. We love it. We appreciate y'all.
The lights stay on a little bit longer.
That's right. Speaking of keeping the lights on, let's keep you up on what's going on around the world. Derek has the news.
When news breaks in the tri-state area or the world.
Breaking news, breaking news. Derek Isamaki has breaking news.
That's right, y'all. Time for the news. So we're going international like P. Diddy right now.
Yikes.
Going to Taiwan right now, y'all. Where a real insurance fraud turns into just pure stupidity. There are two guys out there, one by the name of Zhang and the other by the name of Tao, are in a little bit of a situation right now where my man Tao convinced his buddy Zhang to cut off his legs so he could get insurance money for that. Mm. Because he had just recently taken out an insurance policy for said reason. He was hoping to get about $1.3 million for cutting off his legs. So what does he do? He buys some dry ice and sticks his feet in a bucket of dry ice for 10 hours so they get severely frostbitten. Ergo, that when he shows up to the hospital, they have to cut off his feet. And ergo, he would be able to receive that insurance policy. But there's some fishy situations going on that the hospital is looking into because frostbite, but it was done in perfect symmetry, both in the same spot, on both ankles, because both legs were cut right below the calf. Something that doesn't usually happen in natural occurrences. Frostbite just takes over. It doesn't stop at a certain point on each leg. So that was a little scam. And then the reasoning as to how he got it, he said that he was driving around on his moped late at night for a long period of time, and that's how he got the frostbite. Because in 42-degree weather, you get frostbite. Because you're in Taiwan. Yeah, frostbite happens. They're on a regular occurrence. Wrong, Zhang. Wrong. They found you out. They got you. And now you have no legs. I'm sorry, no feet, I guess you could say. No feet. And you're going to jail. Because they found you, my man. Also, $1.3 million to lose both your legs? Not worth it.
Not worth it.
No. Wow. Wow. Both my legs? Like, one leg, I might do $5 million. Maybe five. Yeah. As long as that's not including that I have to pay for the prosthetic I might have to get and all the...
Yeah, that's a lot, man.
It's a lot you have to go through. Losing your two... You lost 2 feet for $1 million and you didn't even get it.
Yeah, I would say keeping your legs is pretty important.
I like my legs. I think I'd rather lose an arm or a leg, man, which I don't know. I like Yeah, running's kind of important.
Yeah, but can I get one of those prosthetics, those ones that spring you?
Yeah, if I can get one of those little spring legs, then maybe I'll lose a leg. No. Yeah. So I feel like it'd be easier to learn to walk again than it would be like pick something up and like lift it to your mouth because like there's a lot less muscles, I feel. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
I'd agree with you there.
There's some physiologists out there that's just like screaming into their radio like, no, you want to lose an arm instead of a leg. No.
I don't know. I would not want to lose anything.
Why would it be
below
a physiologist?
I don't know. I was thinking of... Is it physiology like the study of the body?
Okay.
Right?
I'm going to look that up, but I don't think that's right.
I don't know what I'm talking about, guys. That's why you get the news from me. Speaking of which, that's the news.
All right.
Physiology, a branch of biology that deals with the normal functions of a living organism yeah. and their parts.
There you,
you know
good.
What?
Thank you.
Not fully wrong, but also not 100% wrong.
I TA'd for a physiologist. Physiology in high school. So that's
did you really?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Well, it was just pretty much, you know, TA is just like sleeping gray papers.
True.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah. Like you clearly, oh my God, you learned a lot.
Yes. So much. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's class up the show. Each and every week we bring on our foreign correspondent to cover the sports we didn't pay enough attention to over the weekend and beyond. And so we do that now as we bring on Aaron. Aaron, hello.
How's it going, guys?
Oh, we're doing... I don't know if you've been listening to this
fantastic.
Show, but we're doing really great.
So good.
So good right now. it's been
a...
Yeah, you're here to fix that. It's been a while since we've done this, but it's time for our hockey update.
Fuck yeah!
It has been a while, and you know we're a short few weeks away. Mostly, I wanted to do this because we haven't quite nailed down who has made the playoffs, but we have nailed down a few teams who have effectively been eliminated. And not to be rude, but I did want to start with the San Jose Sharks. Mm. They are eliminated.
Trash.
Yeah.
Our poor San Jose fans just kept getting catching strays from Erin all the time when she's on.
Yeah,
you know?
I think it's funny.
Yeah, Erin just wants to rub it in San Jose Shark fans. You're not good.
Yep.
That's Erin speaking, not me.
Yeah, no, it is. And as a Colorado Avalanche fan, it's just fun to see. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, what are you going to do?
You wear that badge with pride, Aaron.
I sure do. And if we're going to do hockey updates, I'm going to do what I want to do. But anyhow, Colorado Avalanche, we had a slump in the middle of the season. They're looking great now. The odds of them making playoffs are pretty high. They're looking pretty fantastic. But here's the weird thing, guys. We always joke about these Canadian teams, right? I don't know, sometimes in the middle of the season they're looking okay, but it's looking like the Vancouver Canucks and the Edmonton Oilers are going to make the playoffs. Safe to say they won't do anything, they won't go anywhere, but the Canucks and the Oilers are 1-2 in the Pacific. So safe to say we'll get to see Canada not do well in the playoffs, which is also fun for everyone.
I do believe the Canadians have no idea what to do with the Stanley Cup if they were to get one. So,
yeah, it's been so long.
It's best to never let a Canadian touch one of those.
Absolutely.
I think they might actually ruin Lord Stanley right from the get-go.
I mean, I think if it goes to Canada, the name Lord should be removed from it
for
that period of time. Because you're not a Lord if you're in Canada.
No.
How are my Panthers doing? They're still competing to win the President's Cup, aren't they?
They sure are. Again, I think all of the teams now that have kind of done really well, the Avalanche, the Stars, the Panthers, the Bruins, they all sort of hit these mid-season slumps.
Yeah.
But yeah, the Panthers are on track to win the President's Cup this year. I think the team that's really surprising is the New York Rangers. They're also on track to make the playoffs, which is surprising. They haven't been a team that's been doing so well in the last few years, which is kind of weird, right? So the Columbus Blue Jackets won in 2020, and 4 years later, they're just in the toilet, absolutely not going to make it. The Chicago Blackhawks, historically a team that's done really well, currently with Connor Bedard, I think they're trying to tank their season again, not making the playoffs this year.
Yeah, it's tough. This is really your time of the year to thrive, huh? We got the Masters coming up. We got F1 going on right now. We got playoff hockey. Let's talk about F1. And can you update the people on what's going on there?
Yeah. So if you're casual fans like my husband, you will be thrilled to know that not only did Max Verstappen not win, he didn't even finish the race,
which was
very unusual. It just seemed like a mechanical failure. His brakes didn't work. His car was literally on fire as he came into the pit.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy show.
The third lane. Yeah, third lap. So it was kind of crazy to see that happen. If you're a big fan of Carlos Sainz and not happy of what's happened about Ferrari, Carlos ended up taking the win. Another big storyline was not only did Lewis Hamilton not finish the race because of a mechanical failure, but also George Russell ate it again in one of the very last laps. this is becoming kind of a repeat thing for George Russell. Not really good. He had a big crash in the last lap. Mercedes scored no points this week. That is wild.
And Ferrari went 1-2, right, with Carlos Sainz and
Ferrari
McLaren.
Ferrari went 1-2. McLaren went 3-4, and Checo got 5th.
But shouts to, big win for Carlos Sainz right there. And again, his unfortunate situation that happened with him. Yeah. Great driver, deserves a seat. He'll find one, but great win for him in Australia.
Yeah, congrats to Carlos. You love to see it.
All right. Shall we do some bad life advice?
Let's do it.
All right. Let's start here. We got a quick update. Dad's midlife crisis follow-up. What up, TBP gang? I wrote in a few weeks back about living with my dad and how he was having very loud relations with his new girlfriend. I wanted to follow up and let you guys know that I found a new place.
Yeah! I'd love to hear it.
At the beginning of next month. In the meantime, I've been crashing with friends and coworkers most evenings. The money will be tight, but I thought you all made great points about getting out of my dad's house ASAP. So I decided to take you all up on it and get the hell out of there. Thanks for reading my question and taking the time to thoughtfully answer it. I don't know how thoughtful it was. It was more like, hey, you got to go, bro.
Again, if it doesn't work out for you.
Motivating you. I think you call in and we'll motivate you to do better in life. You're welcome.
Yeah, that's
right.
Here we
go. I mean, again, it is bad life advice. So if this fails for you, not our fault.
That's correct.
Yeah.
All right. We got a few here today. I'm going to try and fire through them real quick. Is my friend a thief? Yo, friends of TBP, no athletic accomplishments to speak of, but I used to be able to dunk a volleyball. Huh. You didn't... Oh, hold on, let me get this straight.
I think that's how that works, but...
You didn't keep working so you could just dunk a basketball? It's not that much bigger. You just got to a volleyball and said, this is my peak athleticism? All right, whatever. I wanted to write in and ask for your help to decide if my friend is a low-down, dirty thief. Every year, my friends and I get together and rent a cabin somewhere for the 4th of July. One of my friends, we will call him Larry, decided a few weeks back that he would book... a few years back that he would book the trips so we could all just pay him. The problem is that I'm starting to think he's lying about the cost of the stay. A couple of my friends looked up other weekends surrounding the 4th, and the cabin is much, much cheaper. Larry is a good dude and never gave me cause to believe he was ripping us off, but once my friends did a little research, I'm starting to believe he might be. What would you guys and gal suggest we do about our friend Larry? I think this is pretty... straightforward, but Aaron, let's start with you. What would you do about Larry here?
Yeah, I mean, the 4th weekend is one going to be more expensive, right? It's a holiday weekend, so there's a really good chance that Larry's not lying. But two, this is what I'm going to say. Have you ever organized a trip and had to put down your own credit card and then collect money? If Larry's skimming a little bit off the top, I'm going to say let him.
You
it's
know what?
So much work to organize a trip. If your friend is going to take $100 because he put down his credit card, because he booked the Airbnb, because he has to deal with all of the organization. I don't know. I don't think I'm so mad at Larry about that. It's really nice when someone else does that.
I'm kind of with him.
I'm with that, too.
I'm kind of with that, yeah.
I don't have a headache I have to worry about booking something and somebody else does it for me. It's a nice thing.
If you're upset, if you're concerned that Larry's stealing from you, then you take over for Larry and you book the trip. You organize everything and you take on the responsibility of that.
That's what I was going to say. The simple solution is stop letting Larry book it then. Why don't you step up and book it yourself? And if you're not in a position where you don't have a credit line large enough or not comfortable doing that, then, you know, just live with the results. You know, I don't think this is that big of a deal.
I mean, how much more are we talking about? That's another thing.
I was going to say, if it's like $20-$30,
like per person or something, he's like,
but if it's $100 a person, that's where I would have the issue.
I'd say, even if it is $100 a person, like, whatever. If you're not having to deal with it, I would pay someone to.
That is true. Like I said, I'd pay to not have to deal with that stuff.
Yeah, and I think the research you guys are doing is flawed in the fact that you're looking at what the surrounding weekends are, and that has nothing to do with the July weekends.
Oh, not at all.
Fourth of July pricing is going to be through the roof. That's the whole game.
Double, if not tripled sometimes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know? My friends and I, we try to go the weekend after Fourth of July so we don't get hit with those prices. So that's a thought. You know, I don't think you have much of a leg to stand on if you can't prove he's taking any money. And again, if he's taking $50 to $100, it's, you know, not inconsequential, but it's not life-changing money, then who really cares?
And then again, if you really are concerned about it, start doing it yourself.
Exactly.
There you go.
All right, let's get to this next one. Friend's boyfriend is a creep. Former D2 pitcher checking in here.
Woo-hoo.
Recently, one of my girlfriend's friends started dating a new dude, and he has super creep vibes. My girlfriend's best friend started bringing this guy around, and he seems like he might be a creep. Whenever we get a couple drinks in, he starts talking about how hot some of the other girls in the group are. He will even make inappropriate comments to them. Recently, he mentioned to my girlfriend how hot she looked in a certain outfit she was wearing up. I've noticed him liking a bunch of IG models on Instagram and constantly texting with different women. I don't know if these women are just friends. However, it just gives me creep vibes. I brought this up to my girlfriend and she agrees that he has creep vibes and said that this isn't our relationship. It's best to stay out of it. I don't really want to hang out with this guy though, and I'm constantly getting put in his presence. That was a really weird sentence. Can y'all give me any advice on how I can avoid hanging out with this creep moving forward, or what I should do about it? Should I mention it to my girlfriend's friend, or just let it be and just try to avoid it? I think this is pretty simple. Just try to avoid the guy as much as possible, right?
Yeah, basically.
Tell your friend. If it's your friend, let him know. She doesn't want to be with a dude that's a creep. And I feel like we say this all the time. Just be very straightforward.
Yeah.
Don't try to go on attacking. You know, if it's a bunch of girls, maybe just do one-on-one or two-on-one. Just be really straightforward with your friend. If she's really your friend, she doesn't want you to be feeling this way. Maybe she's getting those same vibes and she's not really sure. And if you come to her with that, she might be like, that's all the confirmation I needed.
Yeah. I mean, it can't hurt. You know, I think that's just mentioning it like, hey, you know, sometimes he says some inappropriate stuff. Like,
yeah. I mean, I think that's a straightforward one right there.
Yeah. Let's get rid of this guy.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like your friends aren't really on board with him either. So, right. You know, everyone's, you know, you're kind of on the same page. So,
yeah.
So he's a little creepy.
Yeah.
And odd.
Yeah. We don't.
Guy's really thirsty. Okay.
Too thirsty.
Yeah.
All right. Last one here. And this is just another follow up. This was our guy sending flowers to his coworker that we all advised against.
He was told to ask her out on a date.
Just yeah.
For drinks or something, for happy hour. Yes.
Yeah.
Just randomly sending her flowers. Just randomly, like, you know.
Yeah, don't do that.
He was going to do it on Valentine's Day.
He was going to do it on Valentine's Day.
That's right.
No, don't do that.
So our guy decided to do a hybrid and send him to her house.
Oh no.
It didn't go well.
Oh.
Good afternoon, friends of TBP. Obviously, I've been listening to the show for a long time. I sent a question in some time ago about sending flowers to an office crush on Valentine's Day. I decided to take your advice and not send them to the office. However, acting independently, I thought maybe I can get her address from friends and send her flowers to her house. This, as you can imagine, backfired and blew up in my face. The entire office now knows that I'm the creepy dude that went and got her home address and sent her flowers. When she received the flowers, I thought she'd come in the next day ecstatic, but she had been avoiding me the rest of that week. The entire office now knows me as being that guy. So my question is, how do I redeem myself? I wasn't trying to be creepy. I really did like this girl, and I was just trying to impress her and do something thoughtful. Obviously, I should have taken your advice, but now it's too late. Is there any redeeming myself, or should I quit and move to Mexico?
Yes.
You got something?
So I hope your resume is really good and it's updated, because you're going to need it, and I'd find a new job at this point, because there is no redeeming qualities there. Unless somehow she turns around and actually liked him, which is
doesn't
not going to happen.
Like she did.
Yeah.
Aaron,
I would say, is there any chance of this guy?
No, dude. You got to find a job. Sorry. Preferably one in Mexico.
or in another state.
I mean, once you get that label on you, bro, it's pretty hard to come back from that. You could try and talk to her and say, listen, this went sideways on me. Further review, this was a bad idea. I'm sorry I did that. I don't know.
I mean, he should have taken our advice from the get-go. Ask her out to her face, but I don't know. It doesn't seem like things are going to go well, so.
Yeah, man, I don't know why you thought getting her address was...
That was the worst, of the two between the option of the office and the home. The home was the worst option.
Yeah. Yes.
And you
would have maybe done better on that. Yeah.
Yeah. That's not a hybrid. That's an absolute audible.
It was not a hybrid. You're right. It was an audible. And we tried to tell you, you don't need to get her flowers. Just be direct and ask her out.
Yep.
If you guys aren't dating, there's no expectation of anything for Valentine's Day. So you just put yourself in a hole here. And yeah, I don't know what your job is. If you have the option to look at other jobs, maybe do that. You know, maybe after a long time, this will pass and maybe she gets a different job. But bro, you really shot yourself in the foot here. Getting the address and her friend who didn't say, hey, why do you want her address? Give me some background information. This is a terrible idea, bro. Don't send them to the house. This is not a deal.
On the plus side, there's other fish in the sea, so maybe you'll find someone else, but she's probably not it.
But let this be a lesson to you. Never, ever send something to the house when you have never dated. You've never been to the house. That talk about creep vibes. That is major creep vibes. You're bordering on stalker vibes. And I know you're coming from a good place, and I appreciate where you're coming from, but we try to tell you don't send anything. Derek told you, just be direct. Aaron told you, just be direct. Ask her out. Just ask her out. Ask her on a date. We all advise you, don't get flowers. You're not dating her. This is weird. You're not in high school. You just go and ask her and see if she's into it. And now, you know, you're
in a lot of trouble, sir.
Yeah, it's probably not going to happen for you, bud. Well, I'm sorry that happened. I hate to end it on a bummer, but that's where we're at.
Hey,
so
we love the update. Thanks for
updating us. We appreciate the update.
Yeah.
Let us know how that move to Mexico goes.
Yeah.
But I will say, we were right. So there's a positive to this.
Not for him.
Well, no. For us, yes. For him, no.
Brad's positive spin on it. We were right. Yeah. Sorry, bud.
You should have listened, dummy. We're obviously joking, but yeah, that's a tough one, bud. Thoughts and prayers. We hope you're doing all right. I'd like an update on your love life down the line here, though.
Like, give it after summertime. We'd love to see an update.
Yeah,
hopefully it gets better at the office.
Yeah, hit the apps, bro. I hear they're popping. That's where it's at. Is what I hear. Wouldn't know. Married. Anyway, Aaron, excellent as always. We'll catch up with you next week.
Sounds good. 123 days until the Summer Olympics, guys.
There it is.
Love it.
All
right,
bye. We got a North State update. We got a foot and mouth, and I think that's probably all we're gonna have time for.
I can make it quick without the
Just go for it, man. Give the people what they want.
All right.
Well, I lost it.
Never mind then. Go for it.
All right.
Give the people what they want. They want the North State update now.
All right.
Hold on.
Facts. He's got stats, and his name is Brad. It's time for Statman Brad's North State Update. All right, before we do this North State Update, I got two fans that I'd like to thank for listening to us for many years at this point. Debbie and Dennis Schultz, we thank you guys so much for your continued loyalty. So,
shout out to Debbie and Dennis. Thank you.
Yeah, baby.
So, we are going to go into baseball real quick. They had a decent weekend this weekend. They got 3 out of 4. They are 16-9 overall, 11-9 in conference. They took on Cal State LA at LA. They lost 9-17 in the beginning, but then they came right on back and won 14-0, 15-3, and 11-8 to end it off on Sunday. So great comeback, and sticking it to them at that point. But they're going to be at home this weekend against Cal State Dominguez Hills Thursday, Friday doubleheader, and Saturday against Dominguez Hills. So check those out. Again, Thursday's at 6 p.m., Friday's a noon and a 3, and then Saturday is at 11 a.m. Going to softball, not the greatest weekend in Stanislaus State Tournament of Champions. They got the first win, 9-1 in a 5-inning game against Academy of Art, and then they lost 0-3 in six-inning game canceled due to lightning and rain. The next two against Simon Fraser and Western Oregon also canceled. When they came back on Sunday, they lost 4-5 against Central Washington. So hopefully they'll be able to come back this weekend against Monterey Bay. They're going to be in Monterey Bay for a doubleheader Friday and a doubleheader Saturday. Their next game at home is going to be against Cal State East Bay on Friday, April 5th. And that is my North State update.
Okay, that was quick.
Told you.
All right. You ready for foot and mouth?
I mean, yeah. We'll do some foot and mouth. And
okay.
Yeah.
I do have a quick grind to my gears. We'll get to it.
Yeah.
Well, we won't. Doesn't matter.
It's a short foot and mouth.
Take a deep dive into the world of soccer with the man responsible for such flashes of brilliance as...
39 was last year, and he could barely, throw a ball out at a barnside.
It's time for Derek Izumaki's foot and mouth.
No!
Ah, that was right, y'all. Little foot and mouth.
Yeah.
Two words. Dos los saddle. That's actually three words. Sorry, Mexico. You keep sending us your weak, your young, your old, and your best footballers, and we keep beating you, Mexico. That's right. USA took down Mexico in another made-up tournament for CONCACAF to make them feel like they have more games to play and more reason to lift a trophy. And 2-0, yet again, America takes down Mexico in what is supposed to be Mexico sport. You know, like, what happened? Come on. This has been, I think we got three in a row right now. I believe the United States is three in a row against Mexico. Not good luck, Mexico. Not a good luck. This USA team, I'm telling you, something else. They're pretty good. They are pretty good. They might do some damage in this World Cup.
That would be amazing at home too.
If they don't get out of the group stages, utter failure, throwaway football from America, we don't deserve to play it anymore. Okay, but I think we could possibly do a quarterfinals. It wouldn't be that surprising if the USA made a quarterfinal run in the upcoming World Cup in 2026. Is it three in a row?
In the past six, United States has won three.
Okay.
Three. And it's been three ties.
Three ties. Okay. So either way.
Take that back. Sorry. Four. It's 4-2.
4-2. Very love it. Even better. All right. Yep. Sorry. So Mexico, not a good look. USA rolling strong. What a shot from Tyler Adams in that game. Outside the box. Woo! My dude on something else. But I gotta love it. Team is warming up. This is the international break right now, so teams are getting geared up. But also get ready this summer too. As much as Aaron wants to talk about the Olympics, the Euro Cup is also as well. And Euro Cup always produces some fantastic entertainment when the best of Europe go against each other. But yeah, there you go. A little foot and mouth for you guys. Dos los cero.
Dos los cero. Yo, three CONCACAF championships in a row, huh?
We're doing something, man.
Yeah, I love it.
This is like CONCACAF, like something else. This actually didn't. This was not the final of it. It was just a semifinal. But either way, this is some other CONCACAF trophy they've come up with.
So before that game, since 1980, USA is 22-12-14. Against Mexico.
Wow.
Yeah. It's the overall, the all-time results before yesterday was 36-23 and 17 in favor of Mexico.
We're coming back strong.
Yeah. We are coming back with vengeance.
I love that.
Yeah. There you go.
Right before we host.
Mm-hmm.
I want to do some grinds my gears. But real quick, this story with P. Diddy is crazy. So he's currently his private jet was tracked to Cape Verde. The feds busted into all three of his residences in New York, Miami, and L.A. today. He dipped to Cape Verde. They can't confirm that he was on the flight, but Cape Verde is one of the few islands in the Caribbean that doesn't have an extradition agreement with the U.S. So,
gotta love it.
The fact that this dude...
He
allegedly let not only was running a sex trafficking ring, but let your sons take the fall and let your sons get arrested while you hopped on a private jet. Man.
What is going on right now?
Yeah.
We are crazy
times. Crazy.
Crazy times.
Crazy, crazy, crazy times. All right. Couple quick ones here.
You know what really grinds my gears?
When someone in TSA PreCheck starts taking off their belt, their jacket, and their shoes, the whole entire point of having TSA Pre is that we don't have to take that stuff off. You're making us all take longer, and the whole reason I spent $85 is so we could get through just moments faster than my friends that don't have it. That's the entire point. What are we doing?
You know what really grinds my gears?
Yeah.
Let's run it back. Okay.
You know what really grinds my gears?
People that have to get ready to go to the gym. When you have to get dressed up to look good to go to the gym, you're doing it wrong. Okay? I hate the fact that you want to look cute when you go there. No. I want you looking